Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing Nosferatu.
Nosferatu, yeah. We'll be spoiler-free, then after that we'll get into spoilers, and we'll let you know when.
Yeah. But before we do...
Yeah, we have merch and stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com, and you can find our Amazon wish list there, which actually... someone recently got us a brand new mic, so I went and bought another one. So we have two. Thank you, Sandy,
yeah,
your mother,
thanks,
for
Ma,
one of these microphones.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
I don't know if you'll be able to tell the difference, but hopefully you will with the audio quality. But if not, we think it's cool.
Yeah, so thanks, Mom.
Yeah, the ones we had were... They were getting the job done. They were like $20 ones,
yeah.
And these puppies are $100, so it's a little step up.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
But we have more stuff you could buy for the show, too, anybody and all the listeners.
We do. We have small stuff like Bloody Mary mix, and we have bigger stuff like microphones and equipment.
Yeah.
And then also we have merch. We have hats, shirts, cool shit.
Yeah, all that stuff. So cool. Let's get into Nosferatu. We just got back from the theater. We haven't talked with each other about it.
And we have not.
We're going to talk now. But before we get into Nosferatu, have you seen any of the other Nosferatu films? The original one from the 20s, the Werner Herzog remake in 1978, and the fun Shadow of a Vampire with, what's his name? He's in this one too.
William Dafoe. I have not. The only one I've seen is actually the one in 1922.
The original?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen all of them. My favorite, before we talk about this one, was Shadow of a Vampire. It was like made in 2000, and it was more of a comedy. It was the story was they tricked the film crew when they were shooting the original Nosferatu into thinking that that was a method actor.
Ah, oh yeah, you were telling me, we have it upstairs, because you're like, you need to watch this,
yeah,
and you put it up there so I wouldn't forget.
It's fun. So yeah, I've seen them all. They're not my favorites.
No.
For sure, I've seen them, but I don't pop them in and watch them.
Mm.
So what did you think of Nosferatu,
the brand new one? I really liked it.
Yeah?
I liked it. It was beautiful.
Mm.
It was kind of hypnotic for me.
Hypnotic, yeah.
Yeah. It was hypnotic. It was beautiful. I thought the acting was really well. He was great.
Who's he? There's
a lot as of... Nosferatu. I think that he was really good.
Yeah.
The whole cast was really good. Orlok.
Yeah.
Lily Rose Depp. Mm-hmm. It was nice. The last time I tried to watch her in, was it Celebrity? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah,
I couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
So I was excited to see her in this. See her do some more acting.
Was she in Yoga Hoosiers?
She was in Yoga Hoosiers.
That was her. All right, yeah.
Yoga Hoosiers.
Yeah, because Kevin Smith and Johnny Depp, their daughters went to the high school together.
Yeah.
That's how he kept... Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I kind of the same thing. I liked it. I thought it was good. It was definitely that director's style, Robert Eggers.
Mm-hmm.
It was fairy tale, hypnotic. Yeah, I was thinking it when I was watching this one. I'm like, I think this guy is like, if he keeps doing things like this... It seems like he's the modern Tim Burton for our generation in his directing style. It felt like a more serious, darker Tim Burton movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. And then like having a Depp in there too, it's like, oh, this is the new generation Tim Burton director.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I did. I think I've only seen three out of the four of his films. We mm-hmm. we both have. I've seen The Witch, The Lighthouse, and this one, and I haven't seen... Viking or Northman.
Yeah, Northman.
Yeah.
And I have also seen The Lighthouse and The Witch.
Yeah.
I enjoy The Lighthouse.
His movies, I told before, but they're one and done's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can watch them and appreciate them, and I don't want to go back to watch it. Like, The Witch was really good. That ending was awesome. The Lighthouse was bizarre and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was a beautiful, dark, gothic fairy tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I think the design for Orlok was great.
Oh,
his
so
voice
good.
Is cool. It's He did Bill Skarsgård, uh-huh. right? Yeah. He was much like Colin Farrell in Penguin. He really, like,
you didn't even realize it was him.
Yeah, he just became that character. There's a couple shots where you can see his eyes and kinda. Stuff. But it reminded me of the Penguin, as to where, God, practical effects and FX have gotten so good mm-hmm. lately that he just disappears into the role.
Yeah. It was like, because when he did Pennywise, you could still kind of see him in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, it was like,
is he? And you get to see Orlok's cock.
Oh, you it's do? Soft. Oh, my God. Yeah. There was the whole there's naked like the, Orlok and everything.
Spoiler.
If you, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Cock spoilers.
Spoiler alert. There's dick. I don't know how much.
but really, there isn't, I don't think there's too much to spoil for this film if you've seen any of the others.
Right.
I don't think it just strays too far off of what they did.
No.
Yeah, I think everyone did a good job. I think it was acted well. It was directed superbly.
Mm-hmm.
It was unnerving. It was cool. There's some really cool, amazing transitions in it.
There was.
But this for me is a. It's one that I definitely appreciate, and it's really good. But it's a one and done for me.
Mm.
I don't think I go back and watch it again.
Mm.
It's not something I'm just gonna pop on. What about for you? Does this have more of a, because I think you agreed with me before with like The Lighthouse and The Witch that you really wouldn't go back and watch them, but you are on the same with me. Is this one that you would go back and watch again?
I would actually probably watch this one again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the Orlok cock?
Yeah, just for that. Just for Orlok cock. That's all I'm here for, people. The Orlok cock.
Okay, William Dafoe was my favorite character.
He was so great. He provided a little levity.
He did. He did. It was really dark and it was really ominous. And then once he enters the frame, like you said, there's levity. Like it gives you a breath of fresh air. And you're like, oh, and his character is really playful. He's, what is he? He is a scientist, but then he got more into the occult.
Yeah.
So he is an occultist.
Or he was a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, and a doctor.
And then he got into alchemy.
Yeah,
and then
so he's like an alchemist slash doctor.
Trying to marry, at the time, yeah. alchemy and what science is coming up with and, yeah. and seeing the crossover for both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was fun. He was, I think, my favorite part of the movie was William Dafoe's performance and mm-hmm. character. He brightened it up.
Yeah, he did. It was like all very like, and then it was like a ray of little sunshine just with him coming on screen and like saying after doctor was saying stuff to him, then he was like, whoa. And yeah. then he was like, come to life.
And then who else was in it? It was Aaron
Taylor Johnson.
Taylor Johnson. And then who's the other guy?
Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt. Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone did great. Yeah, everyone did good in their roles. I don't think there was a bad performance in this at all.
No, they were all really great. I was watching an interview with Bill Skarsgård, and he was actually cast as Thomas first.
I saw that one, too.
And then, they're waiting, and then he's like, well, then I can be Frederick. And he's like, no, I already cast Aaron Taylor. And he's like, well, what?
Yeah.
He's like, I want you to be Orlok.
Yeah, because I think he had wrote this script like a decade ago
or
something.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Took him that long getting it made. Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it is like, I don't know, it is pretty sacred source. Not many, like you get one every, a true Nosferatu, it was like what, in 22 or 28 was the first. And then it was like 78, you got a remake.
Mm-hmm. 22 was the first one.
And then like what, God, 50 years later, then mm-hmm. we do it again. This is one that, you know, if you discount Shadow of a Vampire, because it's kind of not really.
Right.
So I don't know who licensed it or who holds the Nosferatu estate, or if it's just a studio does.
Well, the first one was almost lost because of, they tried to destroy all of the copies of it.
Well, I was just, it's got to be a daunting task to take on something that's only been made twice and it's been 50 years. And what do you do differently and what do you do the same?
Right. I think he did beautiful. Yeah. I think he really brought it. It was just beautiful and hypnotic and I really enjoyed it. And I probably will watch it again, but I also love a good vampire.
Yeah.
And we haven't got good vampires. I mean, we're starting to get more
we've been getting them
this year, but you know, we had our Twilight, all that hot vampire stuff, mm-hmm. which is cool for that little section, but I want a good, you know, I really like good vampire. And
well,
so
that's
this
what
one was...
we were both hoping for, the one that came out last year that was tied into this one. It was The Last Voyage of Demeter.
Vampire in a Boat.
Which, you know, there's that section is in this movie. It's only like 5 minutes.
But, right.
And expanding that into a full film is a good idea. But
they didn't pull it off very well.
No, and the vampire in that was pretty digital.
Yes.
And looked like I don't know. I think we both didn't really care for that movie. It like had high hopes because it was like a cool premise and everything.
But, yeah, because we're like, oh, it's going to be a vampire in a boat and it's going to be great and we're going to get a real vampire. No, it was just not.
Yeah.
But this one was, and his design was so cool and creepy.
It was.
And I love that you didn't really see him for a good chunk of it, really. Like, you got to see him in shadows, and you got to see his, you know, his silhouette and his fingers.
Yeah.
But to get a good look at him.
It took a while.
It took a while, and I liked that because you're like, oh, it's good. And he was creepy.
Yeah, there was a good buildup. I mean, it was kind of a progression of darkness and darkness and darkness, and you see more of him as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything in this movie that didn't work for you?
No, I really enjoyed all of it. I was just thinking, I'm watching her have F&D for part of it. And I'm like, yeah, I do that with my body too.
Yeah. The main girl, like Lily Rose Depp, she's, you know, for the most part possessed. And I think I read that she took the same, and I forget what movie it might be called, Possession. But there's this performance that also the lead actress of...
Emily Rose?
No. Oh. It's a 70s Italian horror film. The lead actress from the first Omen, she took her, when she was having her demonic fit, they both took from the same actress in the scene. I just can't remember the name of the film. Maybe it is Possession. Yeah, she did a great job. I was worried because I've seen her do some, she was really good.
She was really good.
Especially like towards the end, there's some moments where she's like super possessed. It's creepy.
She was creepy. She was good. She conveyed that, like, well, because she's kind of psychic and open to that sort of her psyche is already.
Yeah.
And so she was kind of easily susceptible to him.
Yeah.
Right? And because she, like, called out to him and woke him up.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really liked it. I thought it was, when she was having her seizures, though, I was like, yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Are you psychically connected to a vampire out there?
Maybe.
Well, have that vampire bite us both so we can live forever. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. That was my dream for a very long time. Yeah. So it might still come true. Who knows?
So where is this, like, in the world of vampires, like Bram Stoker's Dracula? Are you a fan of that?
I am.
Like, which one do you like better, that or this?
Oh.
I'm not a Bram Stoker's Dracula fan.
I think I like his better. Or this one. Nosferatu.
Too? Yeah. It was really creepy. A creepy design. Yeah.
He was creepy. And, you know,
we'll get into like some more of it in spoilers. But
yeah, just it was a really creepy design. And when he did have his vampire moments, like...
Yeah, I think my only complaint is this is kind of like with a lot of films. Is you could have shaved 10 minutes off of this.
Mm.
There was a moment... It was like end of the second act, almost beginning of third, where I'm like, you could cut some of this.
Mm.
I was like, there was a momentum going and it felt like it stopped for about 10 minutes and it like kind of switched focus. I'm like, okay, let's get back to what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, that's really my only complaint.
Yeah.
This is one too that I just, you know, I respect it more than I like it. Like, right. I watch it once. I think it's really good, but I don't want to watch it again.
Mm.
Like, if anything I want to see about it, I can search clips on YouTube kind of thing in the future.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. So what would you rate it out of 10?
I'm going to say, for me, it was an 8.5.
An 8.5.
Just because it was just so, it was so gothically beautiful and hypnotic, and I really liked it.
Yeah. Sure.
What about you?
I don't know yet. I'm teetering between like an 8 and a 9.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to go with an 8 just for the fact that I wouldn't go and watch it again.
Right.
But I can see how people are like, this is fucking awesome. This is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And I can see people not liking it who, if you're not going in knowing that it's going to be a slow, poetic kind of film.
Yeah.
you're going to have a rough time.
If you want like action vampire, that sort of, it's not that. Yeah. For sure.
So 8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get into spoilers.
All right. Spoilers, people.
Okay. Spoilers. Woo! Go see Nosferatu and come on back. Okay. Spoilers. The mustache.
Oh, the mustache is great. They gave him a mustache.
That was an interesting design choice, but it works.
It works because of where he's from and who he is before he died. Right, essentially, because he died and came back to life. Or
I don't know actually, and I don't remember that part. But he looked like a Russian czar.
He did.
Yeah, that was kind of cool with his mustache.
But then you need to like turn him around. He's got like his whole back is not human.
It's all rotted.
And like his back's all rotted, and his rib cage and all that area is rotted. It was really cool.
Because what was the lore is that he sold his soul to Satan.
Yeah.
Right?
And to come to be alive again.
Yeah.
To live forever.
Yeah.
And so, he has to go back into the sarcophagus that he was buried in and he died in. And that's how he can, if he goes to sleep in that during the day, then he's fine. Then he'll wake up in the morning, you know, in the evening.
How vampires work.
But if he's not in that, in the dirt that he was consecrated in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's basic vampire lore. What the heck are you doing?
Some people might not know that.
Everyone knows that. Like steak in the heart shit.
That steak in the heart didn't work for him. Now did it? No, it did not.
They didn't even try.
No, because they didn't
give a chance.
They couldn't because the only way to kill him was through her.
Well, that was one way. They didn't try the other ways.
People tried to kill him other ways, and he got them every single time.
Did you see that?
Twice. He tried to do it twice.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
The
guy in the boat tried to do it, and he killed him.
Yeah.
And then he didn't
like actually try to do it, and he had an axe. He tricked him. He was behind him. Right. And the first one, he opens him up. He got scared because he saw Orlok cock, and he backed away.
That's right.
And then in the other one, it wasn't even him in there. No one tried it.
I could have swore someone tried it.
Well, they technically tried it, but they didn't actually put a stake in his heart.
True.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what was his soul? Why was his soul worth so much to Satan to make that deal? That's crazy.
Evil. He was really, really evil.
Yeah. But also, was he? I mean, just love. Love kills the beast.
He was like, I can't love you. He told her he couldn't love her. He was just obsessed with her and he had to have her. And the only way he could survive was with her soul and with his.
It's so dumb. All right. Maybe I'm dropping my score down. No. That's just the core story. So she's stronger than him in some ways then. If she woke him up and brought him across the country.
She's super strong.
So if she like knew what she was doing, she probably could have just wrecked the shit out of that guy.
Probably, but she was very confused. She did it in a state of whatever when she goes to the other realm or when she has her psychic connection.
And there's no one around her that's like, oh, hey, look, you're psychic.
No, because they're like, you're possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
Because you're having seizures. Because in that time, as I would, in my research, in my F&D research, that's what they would do. They would just lock your ass up.
Yeah. They tied her up. They just give her more ether. That was funny. They just put ether cloth on her mouth.
Ether cloth and tie her up.
That was funny.
That would have been me.
Yeah, that would have been. That would be great.
No vampire to come save me, though.
Boy, I would have fought for you.
Maybe when you're like, lock her up.
I would not.
I'm joking. You would.
Yes. We'll go with yes.
You'll go with yes.
Yes. What I would? What's going on? Where'd I go? Spoilers. I don't think there's really many other ones. He dies at the end, and so
does
she.
That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what I like? That he doesn't bite them in the neck. He bites them in the chest.
Yeah, he does.
By their heart.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And I can't remember if that was in the first movie. In the original, but I like that he bites them. Like, that's where he goes.
That was different. It was more, succubus. Succubus-like.
Succubus, and I think it brings a more sexuality to it, too.
Mm.
And where it's at.
Maybe.
And when he does it.
Yeah.
But I thought the ending was really beautiful.
Yeah. Like when like the design of, you just hear his voice and then you see him in shadow and then you see more of him. And at the very end, you see him in broad daylight.
You see him in broad daylight and then you see him die and then wither and like start to kind of just crumble and get all gross and on top of her and die. Mm. And she's just like content with all of that.
Yeah. So did he know or did she trick him? Because I think the whole thing was in the other films is she tricked him into like not thinking the sun was coming up.
Right. Or
he's just so intoxicated by her.
I think it's because he's so intoxicated by her.
Yeah. He just doesn't realize that how much time has passed.
Yeah. And because when he was reading, when William Dafoe's character was reading the book, like she basically has so much power over him.
Yeah.
And if she's like, yes, come to me, and he's all about that, and he's just consumed with her, and then he like realizes it's daytime, and he's fucked.
Yeah. His death was cool.
It was really cool. Yeah. And then just the end shot with like his emaciated body just on top of hers.
Some lilacs
and some blood, and just her looking peaceful was like.
And William Dafoe just in the window petting
the
kitty cat.
Yes, her sacrifice saved us all. I just thought that was a really beautiful shot.
It was, yeah.
I kind of wish they would have kept on that shot for just a little bit longer before it went to black.
Yeah. What makes you want to go back and watch it again then?
Yeah.
No, I think the whole thing was shot beautifully. It looks really great. It was acted really well. It's just not for me when I would go back and watch again.
Yeah.
But it's really well done.
It is super well done. So go see it.
Yeah. It's either that or The Witch is my favorite of his. I'm not sure which one. Mm. Yeah.
For me, I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah.
As much as I love a good witch, I also
you got
love
some
a good
titties
vampires.
And some dick in this one.
You did.
So that was
both.
That was pretty cool.
That doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
Usually you just get titties or you get man butt. You never get dick.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
Getting dick is always exciting. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, have you seen Nosferatu? What'd you think? You like it? You think it was a good remake? Do you think it wasn't?
Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
Where do you rank him as vampire? You know, like, is he your favorite vampire? Is he up there?
Yeah.
Let us know. Cool. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, this will probably be the last podcast of the year. And coming up next, we're going to be doing our best and worst of the year. So watch out for that coming up probably in later January.
Yeah.
We'll get it out a little later, but we got some catching up to do on some films.
We do. I had to get through Christmas first.
But here, our last review of the year.
Yeah, I think this was a good movie to close out the end of the year.
It's a great holiday film.
It was a great. Take the kids. Go see Nosferatu.
Also, I like when the kids died. That was pretty sick. So really, if your kids are acting up, take them to see Nosferatu and be like, look, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't behave.
Nosferatu will come and kill you.
All right.
Suck your blood.
Okay. Well, all right. Bloody Mary's dead.
So are we.
Cool.
Here we go. All right.
Great.
Bye-bye.
See ya.